Dandavat Pranams, if you refresh your web page, we have live video feed from Vrindavan now.
Adi Mahasaya Shri Shri Guru Gandharika and Dada Vinokhari, truly our seventh day of our parikram also. Without any obstacles, we could complete. Today, our yatra, it went to lower one. And then to Rahul, Brahmangat, Gokul Mahavan, and then Rahulji. There, in Lohavan, he killed Loh Jangasur. There, and he also used to raise the cows there. There is also, Mother Maharaj is mentioning, there is also both parts and also a place there. And? And Rahul, he went. This is Dadaji's birthplace. Thereafter, we went to Brahmandagat.
What is the story of Brahmandagat? Brahmakant Prabhu will illustrate something.
Especially when he showed up at Nanda Maharaj. So one day, he was eating
search. At this tower appointment, complained to Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda came in and grabbed him. Said, "Hey, I've heard that you're eating dirt. This is his own life. I'm not eating dirt." Then Manishi opened your mouth. And Krishna lay in Mother Yashoda's lap, opened his mouth. That time, Mother Yashoda could see all the various universes. In this universe, it is covered by different colors. And this is only one universe with hundreds and thousands and millions of universes in the material world. So Mother Yashoda could see all the different Brahmandas, all the different universes, as well as she could see herself with Krishna performing different leelas in different universes. She was totally astonished. But we know that Krishna is performing not a lot of leelas, human pastimes. So even though there is an appearance of opulence, Aishwarya, in this case, it's not ordinary to express something so fantastic, like he did also on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. To Arjuna, he explained his universal form. At that time, Arjuna was trembling in fear, and he started offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, which was his dear friend. But because of seeing such great opulence, he immediately remembered that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he made some offense in calling him friend, sleeping with him, joking with him, sharing food. So he immediately, his love became shrunken, and he offered prayer. But in the case of Mother Yashoda and all great bhaktis, their love, because it's madhurya maya prema, is completely covered with the sweetness of intense red drops. Thinking that Krishna is just a small boy, he's dependent on me. So even though Mother Yashoda saw all the different Brahmandas, she saw such opulences, still she thought, "Oh, what is this? I must be having a dream. It's not that my son has some great opulence, but I must be either he's possessed by a ghost or I'm having some dream." Her love, because it's pure red drops, but telling the prema. Even though the appearance of opulence may be there, she never sees Krishna as anything other than her darling son. So, after this incident, Mother Yashoda felt that some demon may have come, or maybe she may be in some illusion that she falls for the cow and different ingredients in the cow and performs some ritualistic ceremony to protect her from Mala, her dear son, from disturbances. There's been so many disturbances from Putana, from Trinavarta, Sakatashura, etc. So she wanted to protect her dear son. But this night, the Brahmandaga, this pastime happened just on the other side of the Yamuna River, across from Mathura, and also where Vasudev, the husband of Devaki, brought Krishna across the river on that dark, foreboding night and took the expansion of Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna Vasudeva Krishna and exchanged or merged Lady Krishna into Shyamasundara Nandanandan Saranandan Krishna on his birth night. So, when he was still with Krishna's childhood pastime and helped us to remember the sweetness of those wonderful pastimes and how Bhaj Rasa and the love of the Bhaj Vasi, Bhaj Yashoda, Nandamaraj, especially the Gopi, Srimati Radhika, even though there's appearance of Aishwarya in Vrindavan, it's never covered by this of Aishwarya and Mathurya is always predominating in Vrindavan. Krishna's exhibition of his childhood pastime, his human life pastime, is predominant. Why? Because if Krishna shows too much opulence, then love would become shrunken. Prema sankichita, like in Vaikuntha, there's so much opulence that it creates some sense of fear and separation from the servants of Lord Narayana in Vaikuntha. So in Vrindavan, especially, Krishna's yoga vaya potency in Vrindavan is very expertly arranging all these pastimes so that even though the memories are marvelous, Krishna is always seen as a very cheap, very, very sweet, innocent, dependent young boy who is very charming, very beautiful, and very lovable. Kavi, Krishna,
Krishna along with Balaram and other cowherd boys, he's saying, all these boys are clapping. How do you also begin to clap? Krishna saw everybody is clapping and they're looking towards me and laughing. He asked, why do you clap and see towards me? Nanda Baba is white complexion. So is your father's mother. And you black. Where have you come? You are not their son. Somebody's son was born somewhere. And they kept you there under some tree. And they brought you here. You are not their son. They are maintaining you. Dauvaya also began to clap in amusement. And Krishna began to wonder, I am not Yashoda mother's son. Crying, he went to Mother Yashoda. In front of her, he began to roll on the ground, crying loudly. Maya asked, what happened? Why are you crying? Somehow, she testified to him about this, and she wants to take him in her lap, but he doesn't. But he doesn't come in her lap. So, I am not your son. Somewhere Nanda Baba brought to you, gave me in your lap, and you are just maintaining. Who told you this? Everybody. Even Dau Bhai. He is also clapping. I take a vow on Narayan, I tell you. And she pacified him in her lap and pacified him. And then he. And there are in Brahmanga so many other pastimes also there. That's it.
One other pastime that is there. One time, all of a sudden, especially
अलग-अलग
व्यक्ति
हैं ना उसके लिए अलग लिंग Then for it, sicurezza è sempre soddisfatto. Bukhan. Bukhan means temperature. Temperature, he had temperature, did not go to Rahul today.
Father, come.
He's not child. That's not his child. He's not child. It's small. He cried. He maybe lost. But at the time of his birth, he was born in the form. Chakrabala Padma. He separated with all these things. That is right. That is why there is speciality of Gokul other than other places, because birth, Nanda Baba is his own son. Atmach means he is not thinking from his own son and made a festival. Vasudev, some people say that he got a child from Vasudev. And he made the festival of his son. No, his own child had taken birth here. That's why he celebrated this festival. That's why this place is more special than other places. He performed his child in places, but he's Oban and Keshaw part time. Also, he has performed here by the influence of the Vaira. Krishna sleeping in the cradle. And somebody in the Sada. Pati is coming for darshan, he manifests this. That's why it is known as the Antarang Sakoshi. It's not saying that in Gokul only childhood pastimes are performed, only Satsang Leela is performed. There is also pastimes of Mother Leela performed. Otherwise, Gokul in Brahmasmita and etc. would not have glorified so much. He has performed so many pastimes, but here he has performed all those pastimes and Madhura pastimes also. Continuously, also Gokul is performed here. That's right, this is a very special place. Where Krishna has performed, you are hearing. Namadarshak, you are hearing some of the days about the childhood pastimes we are discussing, hearing. Krishna. He manifested for the Vrajavasi. Performed very beautiful childhood pastimes. Like killing of Putana, Lidhavachan. They are very beautiful, young, the pastimes of his childhood. Although Putana was killing of Putana, but still he is showing so much of his mercy. Just a little I will speak about Putana's killing. Putana. He is not pure. He is not pure. Who is killing children? Rantriya Yadu is being performed. Parikshit Maharaj, when he is hearing about this, he tells him that what you are describing about the childhood pastime, you are describing about that Putana is coming to kill Krishna. Don't be careful. Because Krishna feels impure. Where Govind is not there, where his names are not chanted, only he can have influence only in those places. But here, Yashoda mother, all the time she is absorbed in Krishna and Govind's pastime. She only chanting his name. Here, there is nothing inauspicious can enter here. Here with high voice, Govind's Leela pastimes are being sung. About the childhood pastimes are being sung. Everybody says, Parikshit, be peaceful. Just hear this katha. All the Bhakta Vatsalya, you will see his mercy. That such a diminish as Putana also, you will see what kind of high position he will give her. In this pastime, you will see that how merciful he is in the world, that such Prabhu, how you can leave such a Prabhu, and whom you can worship more than him, who is so merciful, who can be more merciful than him. You know that he is very Mayavi, a witch, knows a lot of mystical tricks. She decorated herself as a very beautiful, it is looking like as if Lakshmi herself has come in Braj. Yashoda mother song putana. Saying how she couldn't understand. My yoga maya is actually bewildered. Oh, Pati, where have you come from? I'm so fortunate that you have come here. Can I just see some of my household work and maybe just take care of my child? And she just left the child in the cradle and left inside the home. Maybe to rest or to do something. And here Putana got a chance. She picked them up. Krishna saw Putana. First time when he saw her, he became a little disturbed. Whenever I come as Ram, came, and now in this form, Putana came. What can I do? She has come now. She has come as mother. I cannot leave her now. But where should I send her? Thinking about this, she closed his eyes. That where should I send her? Putana couldn't understand. She saw Krishna as just like a fire hidden in the ashes. And when you put your hand inside, anyway, your fingers will get burnt. And now she began to feed him her breastless. And there is called poison in her breast, near on her breast. Slowly he began to touch her breast. But then he became angry. Slowly he became more and more angry. When I'm drinking my mother's breast, so much milk is coming, like she's sagar, and here nothing. Now when he's touching her breast even strongly, then he took out even her life here. Krishna began to cry. Leave me, please leave me.
Shamunch.
Shamsundar is smiling.
Maya,
this will become against the Veda. Because first of all, I don't accept anybody, I don't hold anybody. But when I catch, I don't leave. If I leave, and whatever are words in the Veda, whatever I promise in Gita, in Veda, Salaman Parishaja, everything become contrary. You come to me, leaving everything. I don't see why you have come, how you have come. I am only speaking. That is all. Shamsundar, you have come out of anger, you come out of fear, whatever. However you have come, because you have come, I can't leave you now anymore. Crying, leave me. But she shuts out her light there. And when he is cutting out her light there, who can save her now? But she is crying. She began to run towards Mathura. If I will go towards the family of sons, then Mukti, Shamun and other big asuras who are there, they will protect me. Agasur, Bakasur, they will save me. As soon as Krishna began to run towards Mathura, Krishna and the mother, just on the way, she shuts out her right there. Krishna is telling as if, I don't go in this form to Mathura. Mathura, Nandan is not going. Bal Krishna does not go to Mathura. He is only Vrindavan Paritraja. He cannot leave Vrindavan. And you want to take me to Mathura in this form? This is also against the Vedas. So she fell down, losing her. There was a garden of sons, and she infested her demoniac form. And all the garden of the sons was broken to pieces, all the trees were taken to the It is described that from Aligarh to Hathras, it is her body was spread from her ear to her body, looking like as if the peak of Himalayan mountain her body looks like. And still he is resting on her chest, on her breast, and he is laughing loudly. Yashoda mother, when she saw the videos, they are running, he has taken some demoness as if she can. She can't utter a single word, she lost consciousness and fell down. All the Brajavas he somehow she has 50 maybe times 6 on dead body of the Putana. Where she has come from, who is it? Somehow they climbed her body, high body. Krishna, they climbed, made him climb down. They cut him, they cut her into pieces, that is something else. That was later on. And now they took Kanaiya to mother's lap. She put him in her lap. Like a calf is crying for her mother. Similarly, she was crying out loudly. And Damodar He's saying to Narayana, please protect my child. Oh Vishnu, please protect his feet. Like this, through his own name, she is chanting and protecting him, sending all the various mantras. Sundar is smiling and he's thinking in mind, I am not able to protect myself. What I can do, my name shall protect, doing that work which I cannot do myself. And my mother has manifested the power of my potency of my name. Like the Indian brains, now she is Shakti Vatan, she is performing for Krishna. Big body, they cut her into pieces and they burn all those. Nanda Baba is coming towards her. She is going to Mathura. Somehow, Devi also begins to understand something is not proper and right. Maybe my Lala is also living there in your home. So Devi did not say that my son Krishna. He said, oh my brother. He's saying, my son Dauji Balaram, with his mother Rohini, he is living here. I am afraid, my brother, I am just father in name. Just by giving birth, the father is not complete. Who is maintaining the child, who is protecting him, he is father. Actual real father, you are. That he doesn't consider me to be his son. He doesn't even know that I am his father. He considers you to be his father. You please go immediately. I am thinking some calamity has fallen on Gopal. Because he knew that this meeting, whatever had been decided in Kansas assembly, and now her Vajrasi, they have burnt her, and there, all smoke is coming from the burning of her body. Maybe everything is, all the smell is spreading very far and wide. That smell, maybe. No. Shukadeva Goswami is saying, that body which has been touched by Krishna's lips, that breast which has been touched by Krishna, how can his names are so loud, that his names are so sweet, his names are so beautiful? Then that very person who has touched that body, who has touched the breast of that body, how can that body emanate foul smell when it is burnt? Not possible. We don't consider it. It is looking like as if Aguru or Chandan is spread around. Parikshit Maharaj became very happy. Shukadeva said, Rajan, okay. See, look at the mercy of Krishna. If you think about Putana, what she was. Putana means, it is not a good name, it means something inauspicious, a killer of children. This is Putana, inauspicious. She is not served Bhagavan in any way. She has no staff. She is just killing children. She is not even from a good family, not from a good class. What she is eating? She is a demon. She is drinking not prasad. She is drinking the blood of children. She has not, what service she has performed for Bhagavan? Rather, she has gone to kill Krishna and smeared poison on her breast. And what kind of position she had, but what she got, what thing did she get? She got mother-like position. With such Bhagavan, with faith and bhajan, and bhakti, suppose somebody performs for him, then he accepts him definitely. So there is such Putana, when he can give such high position, mother-like, to a person who has come with such faith. Then what to speak about those people who come to worship him with good aim and worship him with out of love? Then why we should not worship such a Bhagavan? And what will you give to those gopis who are in dirt? There, Shamsundara, he becomes self. He has answered this. He has. What are you doing in this position? I will stop my words. But one thing more I want to say, that there is no equal to him. Shastra is described. But Mother Yashoda considers him to be son and treats him her best friend and wishes him all auspiciousness. Prakashta is shown here that although Ras is dominating the Tattva. Tattva is like an horse. The horse is never The horse is never praised, only the rider is praised. But Rath is riding the Tattva, horse of the Tattva. So whatever moves, emotions, you worship him, maybe he may be Mahesh, Ganesh, Surya, or whatever. In this channel, Bhagavad Gita, how then he must take shelter of his lotus feet. He gives all of himself he can give to those who come with him. Faith, we are hearing from the Raj. We have many different Rajis ordering in the room and he has no end. But when the engine becomes warm, then it starts to work. Within one question, he took so much time and all the pastimes. He did not even press. What did you say?
Well,
he's saying his engine was quite warmed up now. Would have gone further.
And then
Professor Krishna Rai Bose, he has Shiva Shantanath was making a very good point that Shiva is the supreme personality of Godhead, but Aditya Bada Hanikaram, Kamsani Nikla Karana, that by chanting the names of Krishna, his inner limbs were alerted and protected with the pillar of black cloud, southern and southern. So, it's a very sweet sunset, covered in putting many, many beautiful verses from Shiva Shantanath.
She's resting like her own eyelid all the time. Kamprabhu saw that when Putana came out, what time Mother Yashoda is very nice. Please take care of Lala. I'll just go and do some of my household work. She went inside and began to rest. Is this, I can understand this. Is it proper? Yashoda can give Krishna, Yashoda can give her child to somebody and rest. Same thing, he's explaining to Gurudev now. Never heard like this, and it's not possible also. She came so beautiful, Shiva. As a mother, she had taken the form. That's why she became enchanted. Rohini and Mother Yashoda couldn't utter a word. She is her mother or what? She's so beautiful. And during that time, Putana showed her Vatsalya Bhav and snatched him. She couldn't do anything. What she is doing? Just feeding her breast milk? In that time only, all this took place. Krishna's till 2.5 or 2-3 quarters years of life, he performed local pastimes. In Vrindavan, never some associate enters. But we still see that Putana, Rasul, Bakasul, etc., all the demons, Rakshas. What is the reason?
Prajapati,
especially Nanda and Yashoda ji, to renew their so that their fame does not become stale. That's why Yogamaya is arranging to these Asuras. He brought them, otherwise they cannot enter Braj. Just like we love our son. Just like as Krishna's life is finishing. And he escaped from Putana, and her love increased so many fold times that I will never take my child away from my eyes. But again, after 2-4 months, when her little is weak, her love, and her
then
flew in the sky, taking him away. Krishna in just playing, he chokes him by the throat and he dies. What Krishna can do in this? He's just playing with him. He came down, people stopped. The asura is dead. So the love, what was becoming a little weak, again increases. So like the asuras are coming and they are increasing again and again, refreshing their frame. Secondly also, in many places, Devaki Nandan it is written.
Yashoda
ji has two names. One Yashoda,
other
Devaki.
And
Devaki name because she has been given. That's why Vasudev she has, because this name she has a relationship with Devaki, the wife of Vasudev. You must understand, wherever Srimad Bhagavatam Devaki is mentioned, it is her, Yashoda mother. कृष्ण
देवकी के पुत्र नहीं है
नॉट इज नॉट देवकी सन
पापन रूप में है क्यों
ही हैज अपीयर्ड व्हाई
इसने पापन धारण का पालन नहीं कर सके
बिकॉज़ शी कैनॉट फेस पापन धारण शी कैनॉट फ्री He never fed him breast milk.
And now the sugar,
he has enjoyed what's the letter? Completely. And the Baba, the Vrajabasis, they have tasted all this. That's why all the people must understand that this is Nandanandan. Two and a half years, the Krishna, what pastimes he performed? Was he all quiet all this time? No.
Gopis
are coming sometimes, they would love him, show affection and Krishna and Baldev, they would wrestle. They would get a competition between them and go and bring that stool, wooden stool, he's not able to lift this wooden stool. And his shoes bring those, he's bringing on his forehead, sometimes this, sometimes that. Now he is beginning to go out of his home, out of the door of his home. Sometimes he is holding the bull by his horn, sometimes the snake, sometimes the first time he is performing. And big, big dogs are there, and he put just his hand inside their mouth. Sometimes he would hold a sword. Yashoda and Rohini, both of them still can't control him. Both of them together. They can't even don't have time to make the kitchen. They cannot cook in kitchen day and night, just absorb Krishna, maintaining him, protecting him. Like this 2.5 to 3 quarters of a year are spent. Because the food seller came. Maharishi Durvasa also came during this time. He saw this astonishing fastness of Krishna. He was astounded by this. Who is he? He began to wonder. Krishna came. He said, Oh Baba, tell me. I won or... He can't answer. Then he opened his mouth, he entered his mouth, and he showed the entire universe, millions and millions of universes. So there are many, many parts of Gokul. Gokul. Nandaji. Go. Go. Gopa. Gopi. Go with the cows. All of them reside. And all different types of persons are such Gokul. You well. You are very fortunate, all of you.
Therefore, Krishna was present in Gokul after 2.5 years age or under the tree. The question may arise, those devas came to Gokul. But how devas like Putana were allowed to enter and Srinivasa caused them to renew the presence of Vrindavasi in order that the friend should not become
stale.
Stale, old. Should not become stuck in one place. So, for example, when Putana was taken away, when Putana took away Krishna, then Mother Yashoda, when she got him back, but she thought, I have loved Krishna. And when she got him back, and how close she would have kept him. When she made a vow, I will not put Krishna away from me again, she always kept him very close. Very close. What does it mean that when Srinivasa took Krishna again? Then Krishna always refused the presence of Srinivasa. Therefore, sometimes we hear that Krishna is Devasyananda, the son of Devasi. We really know that Krishna is not the son of Devasi from Mathura. That Krishna was not born in Mathura, he appeared in Mathura. Therefore, how can we reconcile it? We can understand that Yashoda Devi has two names. One is Yashoda, one is Devasi. Because he has the same name as the wife of Mathura, Devaki in Mathura, and she has some like Satyara or Satyabha, building the fraternity with her. Therefore, Krishna is 2.5 years old. He is staying in one place. Still, no. So many activities he is doing. The gopis are also engaged in that. They are really fighting matches between Krishna and Baba. Who is stronger? Who is stronger? With all the same Christian, you could bring out two stools from a distant place. The Christian could not lift it up, it was too heavy for him. Sometimes we got me, none of our money, bring my shoes from there, my wooden shoes. So when they got a bit more old, my 3 years old, they began going down the ladder. That time there was grass, a horse, a big bull. There was grass, snakes. They would put their hands in the mouth of big dogs. That very morning, there was a flame of fire. So he didn't know it became so much busy.
Enter the country code, city or area code, and local number. To call the United States or Canada, enter the number.
Than Vaikunth. Even Puran Purush Krishna, he appeared there, maintaining the cows, playing the flute, and performed different pastimes there. Shankarji, Brahmaji, and Lakshmiji is also worshipping his lotus feet always. Further, these gopis are fortunate. Rajvasi, all of them are fortunate. Raj is also fortunate, we agree. But amongst them all also, most fortunate are these gopis. They are most fortunate. These gopis who, at the time of milking the cows, they are singing. What they are doing. Maybe they are sweeping the floors. Maybe they are smearing some cow dung on the courtyard. The parrot to speak. Somebody is standing the yoga in the morning and Yashoda mother is remembering childhood pastimes and singing. Krishna, the chariot of the minds of the gopis, he is riding. Gopis don't know anything else, working day, night, as if completely absorbed in Krishna. They are remembering, meditating on him only, not only this.
The gopis.
Krishna is also thinking about them because he is also riding on the chariot of their mind and thinking about them, meditating on them. He forgets everything else. Like this. Oh, the most fortunate such gopis. Now, the bird gopis and the bird cows, both of them, they are describing the glories of them, their glories. Ramaji, in Vrindavan, when he comes, he got the mercy of Krishna. And through that mercy, he thinks of that mercy. Now some of the glories have manifested in his heart of the Vrajabasi. He described in Vatsalya Rasa. He described what these words. But he cannot touch Madhur Rasa. He did not. He has no qualification for that. Except in Vatsalya, he has declared in his prayers that he has not touched Madhur Rasa. Now, they are describing the devotees, the glories of devotees and the cows. They are saying, first of all, Krishna, those gopis whose breast milk he drank his mother's breast milk, definitely. But those who were neighbors, who were his friends, they also sometimes used to feed their breast milk to Krishna. Especially, till 1 year, Krishna, in Braj, he became Gopala, all the children, he became all the Gopala, he became Brahma, he kidnapped everybody and put them, locked them in a cave. Then he did not let even Brahma understand, not even rather Baldeshwar who also couldn't understand. And he himself, how many books there were, his sticks, their sticks, their flute, their voice, their composition, their body, whatever they had, exactly he expanded himself into those many forms that many forms. And he became calves, he became calves and the boys. And he continued performing his raising cow raising for time in similar manner. And all the designs that there were of the gopis in that bread, that oh, if Krishna was my son for 1 year, he fulfilled this desire of theirs. Those gopis who had thought that Krishna should be my son, we wanted to feed them. We wanted to feed his breast milk. Krishna fulfilled, to fulfill their desire, he expanded and became my son. And there were other bread gopis who wanted that Krishna should become our beloved, yes, our husband. And Krishna, as Bhagavan, he married them. Krishna took all of them to his Krishna Sakas, means he himself, whom he has married to, he married. So, like this, he performs such astonishing pastimes. That is why he is saying, Aho, Brahma and others for millions and millions of years perform yajna. And we offer to him But he is still not satisfied. But the gopis, by drinking their breast milk, by drinking the cow's milk, Krishna is never satisfied. I want to drink more. He is eager, more and more eager, greedy to drink their milk. These are the gopis. And these, who can describe the glories of such gopis and such cows? So that's why he is astonished and he is surprised and he is saying, for the translation.
Therefore, we are continuing in Brihad Bhagavad-gita, Sri Sadashiva Goswami's description of the birth of Sarvasangha. In Srimad Bhagavatam has stated, oh, this Sarvasangha is fortunate because of the presence of Vrindavan. Thus, Vrindavan is even more glorious than the Vaikuntha planet. Why? Because that's the place person, Puranguru's, the most ancient person, Sri Krishna, is here walking directly upon us. That same Sri Krishna, whom even the three personalities, like Lakshmi, Shankara, and Lord Brahma, worship. Therefore, how fortunate are the three classes? Jogomani, Mohanani, Matapalaupanaina, Premjim, Tana, Adita, Purito. In all activities, the gopis remain completely absorbed in Krishna. Therefore, the gopis are fortunate, but the gopis are the most fortunate, because in all activities they never forget Krishna. Whether chanting yogis, their hearts are completely absorbed in him and they chant Govinda, Dharma, Ramadhan. Whether milking cows or nursing their children, sweeping their houses, they know nothing else except Krishna and his name. Therefore, how fortunate are the gopis? The whole speaks of Krishna, but the gopis always reside in the chariot of the gopis' mind. Therefore, Krishna forgets everything else except the gopis. Therefore, Lord Rama in his prayers, he said, Aho Vidanya, Radhagora Manya, Sanam Vidanya, Siti Yasimu. How fortunate, Aho Vidanya, how fortunate are the cows and the gopis of Vrindavan? Because they are offering a breast milk directly to Krishna. Even the Brahmins perform yajnas for thousands of years and they offer to yajna gurus. But Krishna is still satisfied taking the ultimate of yajna like he is taking the milk of the Vrindavan and the cow. Therefore, Brahmin, the author, prays, Satguri Bhagya, Satguri Bhagya, Satguri Bhagya, Satguri Bhagya, Satguri Bhagya, Satguri Bhagya, Brahmani prays, I hope I can take birth of a stone, because we have to do the Kiran Bhagavan Makunda, because they completely offer themselves to the king of Bhagavan Makunda. By the mercy of the Prajavati, then Lord Brahma could understand the greatness of the Prajavati. Therefore, because he is not so qualified, he is only glorified by some Iraq, but not more than that. He is not such a good Iraq. Therefore, Brahmaji, when he saw Krishna's lila, he became astonished. Because the mother of Vrindavan, the elderly gopis of Vrindavan, had had a desire. If Krishna could drink my breast milk, then my life would be, I would be completely satisfied. Therefore, we can understand that Krishna drank the milk of his mother, but the other gopis also. Therefore, that pastime is there when Brahmaji stole. The cowboys and the cows of Krishna. For 1 year, Krishna personally became all the friends and all the cows and received great happiness drinking their breast milk. Even Krishna's mind was so powerful, even Baladev could not understand that all the cows and the boys were Krishna himself. In fact, Krishna completely duplicated the speech, the cloth, the voice, and the complexion of both the boys and the young cows. All the cows also had a desire. If Krishna was my cow, I could be I don't know how to fulfill their desire. Therefore, just see property in them, and just see the glory of the divine. Brahmaji?
Brahmaji. Brahmaji. Describing glories of the house and the office. So that he is saying, Nanda Baba, the gopis residing there, the gopis, the birds, animals, trees, creepers, also he is remembering now about the beauty of them and becoming very astonished. He is saying, oh, Bhangya, most fortunate, most fortunate. Because he was surprised two times, he said, oh, most fortunate, most fortunate. And then, all the Vajibhashis is describing their supreme fortune, the of the Vajibhashi. What kind of fortune does Nanda have? What kind of relationship he has with Gopal? So glorious. What to speak about them? Even all that, everything that there is. So astonishing is their, are their glories. He's ecstatic. He's figuring this. Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam. Twice. Nanda Baba is most fortunate. The only goal from old to the young, the Krishna Sakhas, all of them are supremely fortunate. The Brajavasi, Mahabhagya, most fortunate. Why? Because Paramahansa Brahma is their eternal friend. Who? Paramananda. Not just Brahm. Not Nirvishesh, important Brahm.
Paramananda,
who has Rupa, qualities, the qualities he has, the complete Brahm, eternally, Nitakal means, even after the past have been finished in this Ananika's past times, he is still their friends.
Sanatana,
Mitra means, eternal friend means, Krishna is always bringing all auspiciousness to the Brajavasi. He never ignores them. It's not that he will just make military appear, rather he is performing them Param Anand. One who gives bliss to Krishna, he is their eternal friend. Eternal. He is in friend in Gokul Braj. Paramatma, Bhagavan, Parameshwar, he is never all this. He is their friend, somebody's friend, somebody's brother, somebody's beloved. Although he is Paramanand, Sanatan,
Paras.
He is the friend of Vrajavati and Gop and others who are residing. That is why, Pur Brahm Sanatan, he is there. He is very astonished and he is worshipping now. Today, it looks like you are very tired. All day you are wandering, all in our breath. You haven't got any rest, I guess. I will stop Harikatha today here. Tomorrow, after Harikatha, you will go to Nidhivan, Gopeshwar, Bhishwamish. Bhishwamish, Bhishwamish. Gopeshwar Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev, Darshan you will have. In the middle, you will, Dhanpandi Mahadev also, If possible, we can have darshan of that place also.
Tomorrow, we will go to 6:30, Bhakti Park, where Raha was, Gopeshwar Mahadev, Gopeshwar Ji. And in the May, Bhakti Mahadev, and then you will come.
Hari Om.
Anyone who is willing, when he goes there or she goes there, you can speak with Oh, my God.